This is Bill Alford with the Ham's Hog Market Commentary for Friday, February 27th. Disease pressures remain a central concern for the hog industry as the spring and summer months approach, with porcine reproductive and respiratory syndrome and porcine epidemic diarrhea virus continue to pose meaningful production risks. PERS is an endemic challenge that producers manage on a recurring basis each year, often leading to reduced piglet output, lighter weaning weights, and disruptions in herd productivity. While the industry has developed management and biosecurity strategies to mitigate its impact, PERS remains a persistent drag on efficiency and a variable that packers and end users must factor into forward supply expectations. More notable this year is the apparent uptick in porcine epidemic diarrhea virus, PED, cases. PDV can cause severe mortality in young pigs and sharply reduce near-term supplies when outbreaks occur. Tracking data suggests incidence rates are running higher than in recent years, raising concerns about tighter market-ready numbers later in the year. The confirmation of Alberta's first PEDV cases since 2022 signals that the virus is resurfacing in regions that had previously avoided recent outbreaks. That development points to a potentially broader geographic spread and elevates the risk profile for North American production. For packers and end users, these disease dynamics introduce added uncertainty into supply chains at a time when seasonal demand typically strengthens. If PEDV cases continue to expand or PERS impacts intensify, the result could be reduced slaughter numbers and firmer wholesale futures prices later in the marketing year. Consequently, disease monitoring and biosecurity enforcement will remain critical factors shaping production levels and price direction through the warmer months than in the past.